So then it was so good that you decided to sell Ameristar in 2013.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Was it up for sale or was
it wasn't up for sale. And I had 100 people call over the years, and they would get to Miss Brandwin down here. She's been my right-hand person for 27 years. She would just stop them there, says, well, you know, Eddie's not a rude person, but he just doesn't take these calls. The business is not for sale. That happened all the time. Then in 13, about a year before that, my daughter's surgeries were pretty much over. She had been through multiple surgeries. In fact, her last surgery was 08.
And quickly, those were all about what, those surgeries?
Her biological mother was on drugs, methamphetamines. And if you know a little bit about there, the danger to the unborn is lower extremities. Her left hip didn't exist. Her left foot from knee down is half the size of the other. She had no anal passage. So within days, she was given a colostomy bag. I got her when she was 4 weeks old, and it was a lady I knew for just a couple of weeks.
Her mother?
Her mother, yeah. But her aunt was my ex-wife, and that's how that happened. Well, my ex-wife called me up and said, you know, she just had this baby at the Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City, and it's your baby. I said, no, Lauren, it can't be. Well, I got Ben Faulkner, my attorney, did a DNA, got a court order DNA, and she's mine. And I had her just a few weeks later. She was 6 weeks when I got Gina. A very sick little girl. And so I had a pretty good management team then at Ameristar. They did a pretty good job because I was gone a lot. I spent 71 days, 71 nights at the Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City, sleeping generally on the floor, because they had rules against you sleeping in beds, even though they had hundreds of empty beds. So we spent a lot of time over there. It changed my life. See, I wasn't married. My sisters all jumped in. Really saved my life, because I was enjoying life in 98 and 99. That's how she came around. I was doing a lot of stuff. No drugs, never overdid the alcohol, but I had a good time. I chased the ladies, and if there was a golf course on some island, I'm going to go play it. But I probably wouldn't be here today. She changed my life. And also Ameristar was very successful in 2000, 2001, but most of the success came later. When I was back, wasn't married, same as, I had a little daughter to raise that had a lot of needs, and it put me back to work, just like sitting there by her baby bed. I came up with fusion welding. But she is extremely bright. She never had anything less than an A, ever.
I got to say, it's just hard to believe that the way you described her at birth, that there's a picture of a beautiful young lady standing there on a volleyball court, legs look fine and all, and a very healthy lady now, is she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she still does what they call the ACE procedure every morning, but she has to do that for the rest of her life. It's normal to her. You can't tell it there, but her left leg's in a brace. She has to have a brace, or as active as she is, she'll break it.
But yet she is active in sports,
oh, yeah.
Too, right? And so we can say...
Yeah, she's a great volleyball player.
This is what happens when people do drugs.
Yeah.
And you leave people behind you. She's lucky... She had you to pay attention, but you also had the financial wherewithal to give her whatever, ever she needed.
Yeah.
And that could be one of your lasting legacies right here, is her.
She's pretty special.
All right.
So anyway.
I think we both have tears in our eyes right now.
Yeah, I have to put my mind somewhere else sometimes.